warmest day. Otherwise, it's going to go down.
Yeah, so I think it's going to get cold.
Not cold, but it's going to be more pleasant, more seasonal.
I'm an Aleph. Nikinor Nasanis.
Yeah.
Nikinor, miracles. Grace and miracles.
Yeah, you were the one who showed me, he told me about this Gemara. I looked at him, yeah.
Nikinor Nasim Nisim Lidal Soysav, miracles happened to his doors. Turn up on Manisim Nasim Lidal Soysav. Amr, they said, Kishaholach Nikinor Lahavi Delosis, may Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. He went, oh, Shlomi Rabinowitz is over here. Shlomi Rabinowitz has entered the Ulma Beis Medrash. Welcome, Shalom Aleichem. How is your Yom Tov? Good? You got a nice suntan? Nice. No suntan? Good food? You had good food? Oh, good food. Cedarhurst, right? Weiter, Tarn Abonon, we're up to Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, and the Mesechta Yoima, or Yuma. Tarn Abonon, a big mumche told me last week, an expert in language told me that it's Yuma, not Yoma. Anyone that says Yoima is a maskil.
At one point you said Yoma is
yeah,
the
art scroll says Yoma, and the Mesivta says Yoma, and
you said you're a maskil, whoever says Yoima?
Yeah, he said it's maskilim to say Yoma. He really showed me, he has Aramaic, I don't know, this guy's a mumchen, and he's in Yoma.
What's his name?
His name is Shlomo Kohn. He's a Rav, he's a doctor, he's a doctorate, and he's also a colonel, he was a chaplain in the army. Weiter, Nikinor Nasu, this is the Tarabon, Dafka Lamed Ches, Omed Aleph. Tarabon, Lamed Ches.
How many lines from the
top? The very top, the top line. The very top of the page. Nikinor Nasu, Nisim, the top of the page. Nikinor Nasu, Nisim, Ladal Soysav. Tarabon, Manisim Nasu, Ladal Soysav. Omed Isaac, Shalach, Nikinor, Lahavi, Delosis, Midlaxan, Yishol, Mitzrayim. Bachazira, Soy, Omed Alov, Nachshol, Shabiyam. What is a Nachshol? A storm. Okay, it's a very.
Why is he saying Bechzerasim when he returned? He originally lived in Eretz Yisrael.
He lived in Eretz Yisrael. A Yid belongs in Eretz Yisrael. So
what was he doing in Egypt?
To get the doors.
He went to
manufacture the doors. That's who make the best doors. They make the best doors. So therefore,
these were ready-made doors to be
installed.
No,
they were custom-made. Right, they were custom-made.
They were ready to be installed.
And they were ready to be installed.
No,
he got the doors.
They were custom-made doors.
They were custom-made doors, and he got them. He picked them up in Alexandria Shalom and put them on a boat. Bechzerasim Amar Alav Nachshol Shebayam. Nachshol, like a nochosh shabiyam, like the chait, of the eight sadas, a nochosh, a storm.
It means a storm. Amun Allah, he means a storm.
It stood upon him to get him. He was in a mesukon. He was in a matzav of a sakana. Litovoy to drown the ship. Not like achas mainly. They took one of the doors. Vehitilu liyam. The sailors took one door into the yam. The anger of the yam did not come down.
Why would they think that would improve the situation?
To lighten, that's the mitzias. That's a scientific fact. To lighten the weight of the boat. The
because
boat
if
is,
it's heavy, then
the
it
boat's
going
to sink. You have to ask a sailor all the rules. They wanted to throw the second door into the yam. Omar hu, he got up, the karcha, and he wrapped his body around the door. Omar, he said, lohem hitiluni ima. You'll have to throw me into the yam also. I'm also going to go into the yam. Miyad right away, noch hayam mizapoy. The yam calmed down.
As soon as he said that, yeah.
Correct. He showed that mesirus nefesh. V'hoyah mitzta'er al chaverta yet tzar over the loss of the other door. Kevan shigil in the molash al akoy. They came to the port of akoy. Choysa mivatz bitzes. Mivatz bitzes. What's the word?
Mivatz
betzes. Mivatz floating. It was floating. It was hovering.
Out from under the walls of the ship.
It was hovering. It was attached. It attached itself to the bottom of the ship. Some say bria shabayam. There was a creature in the sea. This the fish that swallowed Yoina. He came back. The fish that swallowed Yoina came back for another for an encore, and he swallowed the doors. Belbalata, Vihiki Osa, and it spit it out, Laya Bosha, Violeha Omar Shloimoi, Koirois Botenu Arozim, the walls of our bias Arozim, Rohitenu Birosim, and Rohitenu, what is Rohitenu? The Delis, the word Rohitenu is Miloshan Delis, Rashi says, are Birosim. Birosim is a certain type of wood. It's a very exotic type of expensive wood.
Cypress wood,
good. Al Tikri Birosim Ella Brisyam. There was a covenant that was forged between the sea and this person. and the Beis Hamikdash, that the door should be rescued. Lefich, therefore, kol
chashash. So the bris was between whom and whom?
The Yam made a bris. Rashi says, Ki'ilu karsoi bris zu im zu. This person. Maybe it's this person. Oh. This person. Nikanor.
Ve'yesh oimrim bris yam.
That's what I said. A creature of the sea. As I said already.
The water made a bris with the creature.
Correct. There was a bris yam, and therefore, and al tikri koros batenu arozim rohitenu berosim wood rohitenu means doors. It's made from cypress wood. Al tikri.
But he was right. He was much after Shlomo HaMelech. Or saying Shlomo HaMelech.
Al piruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh. Al tikri berosim el bris yam. Lefichach, therefore, kol hashadim shoy b'midosh nishtanu liyos shel zavu, when they became rich. They upgraded all the doors. They made doors of gold. They had wood doors. They made them to gold. Chos mishari niknor b'mnei shanasu b'nisim. Because of this miracle, they did not take down the doors, even though these doors were not the most expensive doors. And it came a point in time when the Jewish people had enough money to make nicer doors. They did not take down these doors because these doors had sentimental value.
It wasn't
value.
A pinovi how the doors, what material the doors should be made
no,
out of.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's no requirement. The yesh from some sort of nation she nach. Some say no. Adarabba, this was made from copper. It was made from nochosh, from nechoshes,
copper. Not from wood.
Not from wood. It was made from nechoshes. You right. And therefore, mitzu heves, it shone, it glowed. The quality of this copper was exotic. It was more valuable than gold.
It sparkled, and therefore,
that's why. Therefore, you're not going to get better. Getting a gold door would be a downgrade. To go buy a gold door after you use these copper doors would be a downgrade. Just because the material is more expensive, the material doesn't mean that not when it came to this type of quality of copper.
So forgive me, what's the difference between the first answer and this
answer? The first answer, there was nothing special. Right. Whatever it was from, we don't know, whatever, it's not clear what it was from. Maybe it was from copper, but it wasn't anything special according to the first interpretation. However, they kept it no matter what because
but here it was special.
Here it was, they didn't need to come on to, it wasn't because of the sentimental value of this, because it was very
it's
high quality. Their copper quality, the quality of this copper, mitzu heves, it sparkled, period. He tells us some more details. This was nechosh from Kilonisa, from a certain place, a place in the veld called Kilonisa.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that.
What does Rashi say?
Mizukekes.
Mizukekes. It means purify. You're right. I made a mistake. Kilonisa mizukekes v'chein shem min nechosh. A certain type. Okay. It's a very high
Look
quality.
Look what Rashi says. V'nechosh is kalol.
Kolol. Nechosh is kolol. The kuf is in the Tanakh. In Tanakh, you find this term used in different places. You find this thing called nechosh is kolol. It's a refined type of a very pure type of copper. That's what it was. Chayisa, v'hayimiira kishalzov, and it shone like gold. Yeah. Okay, next ve'elu lignai. Now the mission over here is a pelagic mission over here is telling us lashon hara lamed hey go to you know where right away. So here we have a mishnah sapile ploim. Why the mishnah would have on record lashon hara? Telling us about people, the Gnai, how could the Mishnah tell us this? It's an unbelievable sort of, we don't really know what Lashon Hara is. We really don't understand it because if the Mishnah, the Torah tells us about the Averis of people, and the Mishnais tell us about Averis of people.
Tzrich and Limit.
Oh, so what? So I'm allowed to go. I'm allowed to go be mavaz and go talk about people's averus and tell me the shrich limud. I'm allowed to go do that.
No, because you're not learning. No,
you because I don't know enough, right? Who am I? I'm a piece of garbage. So, but the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, and the Torah, it's a very challenging thing because we're continuously presented with the defects of individuals to learn from. All right, any event, the el gnai. The following is a list of people who we are going to record them lignai. Number one, Shalbeis Garmoy. That was the name of a family. Loiratsu lilamed almayis lechem apanim Shalbeis Avtinois. Period. They did not want to teach how to make the lechem apanim. There was a certain skill in the lechem apanim. The Gemara will tell us exactly what the skill was. There's something unique about the lechem apanim.
These were bakers.
And they did not want to teach other people. They wanted to go keep it as a trademark secret. And that was not a good idea because they were not always available to make the lechem apanim. And other people needed to know how to do it. And they did not know because they did not want to teach. Next, Shalbeis Avtinos.
This is like a family, right? The house
family.
Of the
family. And they had a guarded secret. Shall base after nos leirotsu lulamed al maisa hakitaris. They did not want to go teach the kitaris. Churgas ben Levi hoya yodea perik bashir. He knew how to sing in a very unique way. Rashi over here says, l'hachroas kol ni'ima. I don't know what this means. Go talk to a musician. He knew how to sing in a very unique way. It was a skill, and he did not want to train other people in this skill. Next, v'l'rotsu l'lamed. Next, ben Komtsar, the fourth person in the list. L'rotsu l'lamed al ma'aseh haksav. He did not want to go teach how to write. There was a certain koyach that he had to write. For what purpose did he need to write? Rashi over here says, "Koyisher dalu kumasim bedal etzba isa v'koyisev shem in arba oisyos keachad." He'll be able to write Hashem's in one shot. You write the yud kei vav kei in one shot instead of writing yud
kei. He put four pens
in between his four fingers. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right between your four, yeah. Four, and he would write Hashem's name in one shot.
That's a skill.
It seems it was. Obviously, it was.
I don't know.
And therefore, we don't want to go teach. I'll be showing him Nemar on the first collection of people in the previous Mishnah that we learned the previous Mishnah who did teach. We say about them Zecher Tzadik Levracha. V'al Elu Nemar V'Shem.
Wow. Rishon that's Yerkov. Very wow.
May their name of the wicked rat and the Rovi is saying Zer Sharf about the Shem Rishon Yerkov. Let's see the Gemara says Tana Banim Base Garma How You Became B'Maisel Lachma Banim. But also Lamed they did not want to learn to teach. Lil Lamed means to teach. Shalchu Chacham V'Heviu Umnim Me'Alexanya Shal Mitzrayim. They fired them. Okay, you don't want to teach, you're fired. And they got replacements from Egypt. They knew how to bake, but they did not know how to take the bread off the to take the bread down from the oven without crumbling. What do we mean? Shalalu masikin mibuchutz, v'oifim mibuchutz. These, the base garmoi, the original family, they were able to masikin mibuchutz. They were the fire would be on the outside of the oven. Ordinarily, in a regular oven today, we learned the Gemara, the fire is in the inside of the oven, and you attach the dough to the wall of the oven on the inside. You have an oven, in the center of the oven is the fire, and then along the walls of the oven, you stick dough. And then when it's finished, you're able to peel the bread off the walls of the oven. So the fire is on the inside, and the bread is also on the... That's how we do it today. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they did it differently. The Beis Garmo Hayu Masikin Mibuchutz, the fire was on the outside. They put fire outside the oven, and they heated up the walls from the outside. The Oifim Mibuchutz and the dough was stuck to the inside. Somehow, it created a better quality bread. When you have a fire on the outside of the oven.
One second. The fire was from outside of the oven.
Yes.
Oifim Mibuchutz.
And they would stick the bread on the inside. The bread would be stuck to the inside of the oven.
Nobody says Oifim, they would bake the Mibuchutz from outside.
I made a mistake. Shalalu Masikin Mibuchutz, the Oifim Mibuchutz. So you're right, both were done on the outside.
Outside the oven?
Yeah, that's what it's. I don't know what this all means. I have no idea. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Rashi, Lirdois Minatano, no Shalol Shabo in Alexandria, Lefish, Shalol Yoidim Lirdois Minatano, Shalol Yehe Nishbar, the bread shouldn't break. It's very delicate when you take it out of the oven.
Lefish,
also Kimenteva Prutz, because that's how the bread was made like a box. The bread was in a very delicate shape. The bread was.
That's the lachlan which we're seeing to make it like
to
a.
Make it like the Gemara's Machloikis, or Kimensina. There are two opinions in the Gemara. Menachas. Is the lechem put him like a teva perutza or kimin svina, like a canoe? Hayu yireim ledabkam mibefneim. They were afraid to attach the bread in the inside of the oven letaner. And what would they do? The oifin oisam mibechutz. They would bake it on the outside. Okay, so I don't know.
So then they attached it outside the walls.
Something along those lines. I don't know exactly, but it was on the outside. Really no idea.
And that wouldn't be a problem from them.
No,
then they wouldn't have a problem peeling it off then.
It was easier, whatever. It alleviated the problem. There's more information that we do not know.
Yeah.
Somehow, doing on the outside made it easier, but the quality was not as good. If you bake it on the inside, there's a certain quality that you get that you don't get
there's
on the
no
outside.
There's no pictures of these ancient ovens?
Not
no.
In my Gemara.
Diagrams?
Maybe there is. Maybe I don't have here. The halalu. But these people, the Harif, Alexandria, Shalom, Masikin, the Alexandria, the Halal means base Garmo. Halal means base Garmo, the original people.
Yeah.
The Halal, Masikin, Mibifnim, everything was on the inside. The fire was on the inside, and they attached the bread on the inside, which is a double Mila. I guess the Gemara over here says, I don't know what this means, but it must be there's a Mila. And if the fire is on the inside, and you attach the bread on the inside, it produces a better quality product. So what happened? So therefore, halalu, another example. Halalu, because there's piton mis'apeshes, the people from Alexandria Mitzrayim, their bread would crumble. Vahalalu, the bakers from Beis Gomo.
While peeling, while taking it off.
Whatever. Well, does Rashi will take it off? Fine. Or whatever, it would crumble at some point in time. Vahalalu, ain't pita
nizrus ha-pesha. Usually means
moldy. It did not become moldy. Kishashamu chachamim medavar. When the chachamim saw that the people, the replacements, the high from Alexander Shalom Shem were not as good as the originals, what did they do? They said, kol ma shabara ha-kadosh baruch hu l'chavoy b'horoi, shenemar kol ha-nikur b'shmi, everything is called by my name, ul'chvoydi, and for my honor, birosiv, did I create them. In other words, this is their tafkit. The people of Beis Garmai, they had a skill that no one else in the world had, and this was their purpose in life. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world was for his honor. These people, they have the skill of knowing how to bake bread like none other. Therefore, they belong in the Beis HaMikdash, baking the bread for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but they're not nice. They're not Bali Midos. And they're not teaching other people their skill. So, what could we do? That's their problem. That's their problem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have to suffer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not have to suffer that we have from their bad quality midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's bakavadik for the Beis HaMikdash to have the best. If these people want to be rotten worms and take advantage and not teach other people, there's nothing that we can do about that. That's these people, that's their problem. But we still have an obligation to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu covenant and have HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best of the best. The Chazru Beis Garmu L'mukamu, therefore they reinstated them. But they were insulted. They did not want to come back for the regular price. They had to be paid double the money to come back. They did not want to come. They did not want to come because they were insulted until the Chacham had to give them double the wages. So therefore, they took advantage of the situation.
So at one point, they were using people from a tribe.
Right, for one point, until they saw that the people of Mishnah were not as good. And they came. Which means in the past, before they were fired, they were taking every single day. They took 12 months. Does that mean for a year, for a day? I don't know what the arrangement was. Now that they were rehired, the new contract was 24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chol yom, no, b'chol yom eshem v'arbo, v'hayom arboim u'shmoina 48. Amru lahem chacham b'chol
yom. So that's more than double the amount then.
The double.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Amru lahem chacham ma'ari yisem shloy lulam. And the chacham said to him, why are you so nasty? Ma'ari yisem shloy lulamid. Why don't you want to teach other people how to do this? Amru lahem. So they said, we're doing l'shem shemayim. Because we know, Yoidim Hoyu, we know, Shalbei Saba, we have a tradition from our family. Shabbayze Osir Lechorev, we know the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And if we're going to teach people the secret, people are going to go and they're going to use our secret for Avodah Zarah. Shema, Yilmoid Odom She'enay Mechugon, I will teach a person that's not really deserving. V'yelech v'yavoid avoidas kechavim b'kach. And they'll go and they'll use their skill that we taught them for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So they had a time that they did L'Shem Shemayim. The reason why we're not going to teach anyone is because we don't want people who are not deserving to know the skill, because they're going to go end up using L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Nacham did not approve of this reason. Ad k'dekach, they cursed them. V'shem Rishayim
Yerkav. It wasn't good of an answer.
Just because L'Shem Shemayim. Kol machloikish Yishem Shemayim.
So they felt it wasn't legitimate.
Soifel the sky.
So it wasn't sufficient
forever.
It wasn't a legitimate answer.
No, it was not a legitimate answer.
Because now you have to.
Because don't go worry about what's going to be in the Velt. Shema, even the Shema, maybe it will happen. Ein sofik moitze midei vadai. Right now, we need people to serve HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. How do they know Baruch Hashem the Smiglish is going to last?
Yaakov Avinu had a Messiah. Yaakov Avinu. How about Yaakov Avinu?
Chleistish.
I don't know. V'aldovizem mazkidin oitzen l'shevach. And on this thing, this element, v'aldovizem mazkidin oitzen l'shevach. Me'olmo nimtzes pas nekiya biyad biyad b'neim.
What do you mean with this thing?
There is one element. There is one element of their midos. There was a milah that they will be rewarded greatly in the next world. What is the milah? Me'olam lo nimtzes pas nekiya biyad b'neim. Their children never ever had food. Their children never came to Shiva Katana with clean bread, with quality bread. Why? That no one should suspect that their parents made for their children the same type of bread like they make for the lechem aponim in the Beis Hamikdash. Shlo yoimru mimase lechem aponim zen nizoinim. No one should suspect the parents that they made for their children lunch. They gave them the bread of the lechem aponim. Mele, their children always came poor quality food.
So this was also a praise. How was this a praise?
This was because a shevach because they no one should be choshev.
You mean they never?
May Hashem
they Mishel. Only strictly made it solely for the lechem upon them.
Exactly. They did not ever go and serve privately bread. Period. Even regular bread, because people are going to suspect the bread that they have is going to be regular bread. The kaimash nemar ve'yisem nikiyim Hashem miYisrael. I'll tell you a merdeka story. You know, Dr. Aaron Mandel. You know Dr. Aaron Mandel, Shlomi, you know the one who makes the program, the Tisha B'Av program for the last 30, 40 years? You know that Tisha B'Av program?
I know very well.
So his wife told me, you know, the front of their house is a big mess. The front of their house is not, it looks like from 100 years ago. They never ever, fixed up the front of their house. And she told me the reason why she never fixed up, because no, now the program is already very, very shrach, but years ago it was a very successful program. Mamish, it was the Shamlo Psalta Flatbush, that program. It was unbelievable years ago. And she said to me, I didn't want anyone to chas v'shalom suspect that I took a penny from the money that came in for that program for my personal needs and I should go fix up my house. So she never would dare do anything to on the outside of the house. The money, like one penny, he paid his own money. He gave his own money. The money went to pay for whatever was needed. No one should be choishet that I used that money to make my house. That's unbelievable. The yitzem nikime Hashem umi Yisrael. Vaita. Shal beis avtinos. Shal beis avtinos. Shal leiros lami desmen. They want to go teach ma'is hakteris. Tarnabonon, they savtinos, so he became my secretaries, Leros Laman, they wanted to teach. Shalchalacham, Lacham, Sevevi, and they brought the view, Umnin, Alexandria Shalmitzrayim, who knew how to make Keteris. Voyu Yoidim Lefatim, they knew how to Lefatim Kemoisim, Volo Hoyoidim Laha, Lois Oshim Kemoisim. They knew how to make the fragrance, but they did not know how to make the smoke rise in a column, go straight up to Shemayim. Shall halalu mitamer v'oile.
That was a miracle that only happened in the Beis
Hamikdash. Oh, I was just thinking about that.
No, so the Gemara over here, see, the Gemara over here is not saying, the Gemara over here is saying that there was an element of the Yisrael very good kasha. When you go back to Lechem HaPanim, it begins with Zel Mazach. By the Lechem HaPanim, it says that misapesh, it became moldy. Chazal said it was 9 days old. This was the mice of the Mekalo. The Mekalo, the Mevorech Hashem.
He was making
it was 9 days old, the bread. And what did Chazal say? That it's steam. They took out the shulchan on the sholosh regalim to show ruuchi baschem lefnei hamakom that it was steaming. There was steam coming out of the lechem upon him 9 days after it was baked. So there was a miracle. There was a miracle. So over here, what's the Gemara telling us? The people, the Alexander Shalom Mitzrayim, they did not know how to make the bread. It should not become moldy. Anyway, they came onto a miracle. The bread was 9 days old.
Anyway,
they were steamed. So obviously the teretz is that there's an element in the lechem aponim that's a nes, but there's also an element in the lechem aponim is al derech hateva. The tzvei dinim. You have to make the lechem aponim. It has to be. Because the Gemara says, how else are you going to reconcile the tzvei in the Gemara? The Gemara over here says that the bread of the people of Alexander Shalom Chaim was misapeshes. It turned moldy. What are you talking about? The Gemara says they took out the bread and they showed the oile regalim. Ruuchi basam lefnei hamakam. It did not turn moldy. It's a stira. Right? So teretz has to be. There has to be two elements in this bread. There's an element, you have to know how to make the bread that does not become moldy. It should last a long time. And you also, there's another element, there was steam. Just because there was a nace, look, it says the Chazal that even though there was an esh min ha-shamayim, mitzvah, lohav min ha-hedyot.
So the Chinuch says, Hashem wants him in mislavish, it should exas.
So that's the answer. Yamsef,
it was necessary. A whole.
There was a whole win, but it was
Hashem,
still a miracle.
That's how Hashem works. Hashem wants
so that's what
you
answer. So that's you're giving an answer. It's exactly what it says. You're mechazik the answer. Vaita. So over here we have the column of smoke went up straight, but obviously there was an additional nace of the perfection. You can see the mice nace that it was mamish min hashamayim. How it was so perfect. So let's see. The original people, the original people, the family.
I'm sorry, I lost the place. One second.
Yeah.
It went like a stick. It went straight up. We disperse. They said they cannot find a replacement. They said, "Call ma shebara hakadosh baruch hu lechvoidoi boroi shenemar call everything po'alo Hashem created lemanoi for His sake." Now notice here, there's a lot of drush over here.
I know
that there's a different pasuk.
Yes,
because the previous pasuk, the Gemara says, "Call ma shebara hakadosh baruch hu lechvoidoi."
Yeah,
and here it's lemanoi. Why? Bread is kavoid. Ketores is lemanehu. It's a different purpose. The bread, having delicious bread on the shulchan hazav, when you go to someone's house, when Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he invites you to eat a suda by him, and you come to his home, and they have on the table kashulchan mulachim set for Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel. This is kavoid. He's giving you kavoid. This is kol ma. This is what it says in the Gemara before. But when it cut the pasuk the Gemara quoted before, we were supposed to the Gemara before. Let me find that pasuk again. I can't find the pasuk. Give me 1 second. I have to go up a few lines to find that pasuk.
Ma shabara
kadosh baruch hu lichvoidoi biroi shenema kol hanikra b'shmi lichvoidi birasiv. But over here we're discussing the mizbeach. The mizbeach has zohav. This is a nachas ruach to the Eibishter. This is not kovid. This is the oisei ritzoinai l'manehu to do Hashem's ritzoin. That's why the Gemara here is saying a different pasuk. The previous pasuk was the shulchan. This is kovid. A shulchan is covered. It's malchus. There's three kesarim. Keser toira, keser gur, keser malchus. Malchus is kvoid malchus. Baruch Shem kvoid malchus ol yolam v'ed. Here we're not discussing kovid. We're discussing to oisei nachas ruach liyotzroi. Lema'anoi. That's why we're quoting a different pasuk. Shlomi, you got it? Good? That's what Shuli said? Shuli said this? Call Paul Hashem. Call Paul Hashem. What does this Ta'olam do on Shavuos? They don't have Zoom on Shavuos. Call Paul Hashem. V'chazu beisavtinas l'mekayimam, and they reinstated. They reinstated l'mekayimam. Shalchol hem chachamim. They said the chacham sent. They didn't want to come. Kaflu hem secharam. They gave them double wages. Ubo when they came. V'chol yom chayu originally. Hayu noitlin shneim osamon v'hayom eshem v'arba. Rabbi Yudim of the Zolzach, Becholim Eshem Yarbo, Vayom Arbo Mishmoino, Amulam Chamacham said, Marisim Shlol Lamed, why do you want to go teach? I'm on the same exact answer. Yaidin Hoyu, we know, Shalbe Salba, Messiah from the Tate, Shabai Zosi, the Chorev Amru, they said, Shema Yilmoid, Adam Shin Mugin, Vielich, Viavu, Ravis Kachavim, Bekach, Vialdom Zemisan Skinner, Salashim,
Through Titus?
Yeah, they can offer Kadars to Avod Zara. What, that's the going, they copy everything from us. What do you think Palm Friday is all about? Sukkos. What do you think the Kratz Mishri is all about? They have to outdo us. We have the Neirois. They have to also outdo us. Everything the Goyim have, they stole from us. Vaita. But there is one Gewalt Gezach about this family. Their wives did not wear perfume. No one should suspect that they took the Ketores from the Beis HaMikdash for perfume. Me'oyblo Yotzeis. Kala. Even a Kala. B'yem chuposa mivusemes mibotem period. Uchshenoysim ishem mimakam acher. And when they get married, they're unbelievable zach to make it tonight.
1 second. Chenoysim ishem mimakam acher.
When they married, they went from a different family. So normally, the minhagi of the kala follow the kala. Yeah, they don't have to always follow the chassan. When it comes to not everything that you do has to be you force your wife to do. There are certain things that you let your wife do, whatever her minhagi from her family. Yet they made it tonight. You want to marry me? You got to follow my rules. No perfume.
They take a woman not from their
from a different family. Masdeni mosh lo tisbasem. No perfume. Shloyemu. No one should chas v'shalom suspect that the perfume Masa came from the Gator Shloyemu. Mimasak teres mis basmin. Lekay mashnemar v'isim nikim yashemu miyisrael tanya. Rabbi Shmuel b'machzman ha'isi mahalich b'derech b'derech ben rodu matzasi echem b'nei b'neim. I found one of the eniklach of the base of Tinois, the ones who used to make the guitarists, Amartiloi, Avoisecha, Big Shul Harbos, Kavoidon, he quoted the Mishnah, Vishem, Rishoyim, Yerkov. He met an enikel of the base of Tinois after the Golos. after Golos, after the Churban, and he went to Enikol, and he saw the Seder, and he saw, and he said to him, remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says they were cursed. The shame, the Shaham Yerkov. And he said,
Your father, you
come from a family, Big Shul Harbois, when they wanted to be married with their own honor. They demanded that no one should know the secret.
Only it was a
guarded secret. And by only guarding the secret, there were other people. They couldn't do the job all the time, whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
The other people had to fill in sometimes, and they didn't. Therefore, that was a
need. So they minimized
in the
kovod
of the Rebbeinu, because not every day they have the gval of the Ketores. Achshav, now look at that. Kavod makom b'mukaymoi. The Eibushter's covered is the. Now, what is really the mission was destroyed? What do you mean? The kavod was b'mukaymoi. What is it over here? What does it mean? It was b'mukaymoi. I can't. You have to go put the microphone. I can't hear you. Hashem's covered is no matter where you go. Even though there was no base hamigdash, the covered is still there. Umid kavodam, and your covered is gone. You think you can outsmart Hashem? Hashem outsmarted you. Hashem.
What do you mean?
Hashem rules the world.
They were all golos.
They were out of a job. The base hamikdash was destroyed. So what do they do? They know parnasa.
No, Chazal cursed them out. Meaning,
yeah,
that's a very big. It's like shame
Hashem. Yeah, shame Hashem Yerkov.
So 1 second. So how did? When did the curse come into play?
Churban, I guess the Churban. I don't know the answer. I don't know the Pratim. Umid Kavaydam. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Sochli, Pamachas, Sochli, Li Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga. Pamachas, he once told me the following Maisa. This person, Rabbi Akiva is saying the following story. There was a person, his name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga. You know who he is?
Me.
Pamachas, one time, Yotzasi, Ani, I went.
Who was telling his story, Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah, Rabbi Akiva is telling us mice that he once went out to the field with this person by the name.
No,
of
I think Rabbi Shmuel is telling about Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Pamachas sochli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga." Rabbi Shmuel told me a story. What Rabbi Shmuel once said, "Pamachas one time yotzasi ani v'echad b'bnei b'neim to an enikol of the base of Tignois." Lasada, lelaked asavim to gather grass. V'ro'isi, and I saw that this fellow.
He was laughing and crying.
He laughed and he cried. It's like the story of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva also,
right.
Rabbi Kiva also laughed and cried. Rabbi
no,
Kiva when he saw
no,
the
he
facts.
Only laughed. He only laughed.
Rabbi Kiva when he saw the facts.
Come and cried.
The Chachamim, you had only left?
Okay, right,
right, fine. Amartiloi. Okay, but these children, they were doing both. Amartiloi. So why are you crying?
This was after the Churban.
Yes,
okay,
to remember the code of our father, remember the good old days. The good old days, and once upon a time, we used to be a royal family. We had honor. We were the ones who made the Ketores. Ketores de Yom HaKippurim. Could you imagine the suchus of making the Ketores, which the Kohen Gadol would enter lefnai v'lefnim? Could you imagine such a zach? Hail the zach. Mimnei ma sochakta. Why did you laugh? Amar Li, because we have a emuna she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu. The day will come when the Eibush will have rachmanas upon us and he will restore us. So he said, why all of a sudden now? All of a sudden now we're walking over here in the field, we're gathering grass, asavim, we're collecting asavim. By the way, what were they collecting the asavim for? You know what state in Hilchos Svarim? They were collecting the asavim to put on the floor of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash and Shavuos. To mekayim the minig, to make the Har Sinai Oshan Kuloi. They're making the Beis HaKnesses. They went out to the Sodah to collect the grass in order to beautify the Beis HaKnesses, like Har Sinai. The mekayim the minig of the Maril. The Maril says he's supposed to spread grass in the Beis HaKnesses. How come we don't do that today? Can you explain to me why we don't do that today, Mishol Zev? Why don't we spread grass in the shuls? Why don't we do this?
Says clear Allah.
Yes, the Maril. You're supposed to spread grass on the floor, grass, and bring
all
a tree.
All over, and you walk on the grass?
All over. And we're supposed to spread, I also have trees in the Beis HaKnesses. It's the Yom HaDin on the Paris of Elon. You're supposed to see a tree in front of you to remember.
Yeah, but then the Gra came along.
Oh, the Gra. So the oil was not like the Gra. If you follow the Gra,
yeah.
You follow the Gra.
Oh yeah, Munkach, they follow the
okay, but Naira follows the Gra. They don't follow the Gra for a lot of things. The Chassidim, they didn't follow the Gra. The Gra is Mamish World War III.
Now, what are you talking about? The Shabbos Chazayin, the Vomgren said you should come with the Shabbos to get clothing.
Other place will say you have to go. The Rama says he argued with the Rama.
Okay, whatever. Raisi, we saw why now? So he said, so why all of a sudden when you saw the grass, they see this over here? Why all of a sudden now? In the Beis Medrash, I never saw you laugh and cry. All of a sudden now, we're going out into the field to go and to collect grass for Shavuos to put in the Beis HaKnesses. Amali, here Shlomi, here I told you this chiddush. You're not going to hear this, surely that this ma'isa took place when they went out into the field to collect grass, to be mekayim the minuk of putting grass, because Haman Harasha in Targum Sheni, we record all the Minhagei Yisrael, and Haman Harasha 2,500 years ago records that on Shavuos the Yidden they put in Targum Sheni. Targum Sheni, this minuk is ancient. This minuk is more authentic than drinking coffee Shavuos night. It says this. It says this in the Targum Sheni Beferish. He record all the Minhagei Yisrael. So that's when this ma'isa happened. I'm telling you, this is something you're not going to buy surely.
How many years since Kabbalah Satorah?
3,333 years since Kabbalah Satorah. The Eibishter gave a Torah to a nation of three, Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, by Moshe, who was the third to his mother, on the third month. And the Torah, which has Torah, Levim, Uksuvim. Three. We're living now, we've entered to a matzav of the earth has achieved maturity. The chut ha-mishulush loy b'meheri yinotek. And that's why Corona was last year, because Corona was trying to prevent us from reaching this mokim, this maila of three. That's why yesterday's daf was ben gamla. Gamla is gimel.
By the way, this pasuk, Nisan Mekim Hashem Yisrael, this has a lot of alachim ramifications.
Avada. You're not allowed to wear special lace shaitels. You know, that's what they say now. You see, you all read all the signs?
Lace shape.
Yeah, you know.
What's lace?
What's lace?
You don't know all the vibish and yonim?
What's lace?
It's a joke. Lace?
Ask your wife. What?
So in Shekhinah, it mentions this, that you have to do things that people shouldn't accuse you for.
Vada, be very careful. But you be very careful. Be very careful to have a smartphone, not to have a computer. All the people can be questioning all these gewaltige Sachen.
Next.
So, 3333, by the way, now, Gimel, you know what Gimel is? Goymel. Also, Dard, Kil, Bebe, Drosha, Yomra, Amelia, Dafil, Bebe, Yeshua, Benun, Lo Yomra. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aloif bina gimol dalim klal yisrael is dalim and golus. We've now reached this man where the Eibishter is going to be goymel upon klal yisrael nisim v'neflois to bring the Yeshua, to bring simchas to Yisrael Zev Lobel, to bring a shirach for your daughter of Rabbi Sholim and Rabbi Hashem goymel. Eibishter is going to be goymel. We've reached 3333. Yes, Shlomi, 3333.
So let's continue.
Vaita. That's what they said in Joshua and Yeshua over there, 3333. Amartil, Bnei Mabachisa, Amali, Kivoid, Avoisai, Niskarti. Why now? My Shna now. Amali, Male Oshon Kinegdi. When I went out into the field to get the Oshon, to get the Asavim, you know what I saw there? I saw the Male Oshon. I saw that lying out in the field, and the Male Oshon was the secret ingredient that only we know about. In other words, he revealed the secret. Because the Male Oshon is a grass. Male Oshon is a grass. The name of the grass is called Male Oshon. And when you add this ingredient to the fire, it caused the smoke to go up in a column, Kemakel.
Are you sure that's the pshat?
Yes! And that's why you're supposed to put in the shul on the floor. What kind of asavim? Bidavka, the asav called Male Oshon.
So what does Rashi say?
It was Ka'oshon Mayal, Ashonai, Ke'eshna, Kivshon, by Har Sinai. It was Male Oshon.
So what does
Rashi say?
What is Rashi saying? How is Oshon Shloy Hoyu Makirin?
It should not go disperse. Man is going to be normal. Male Oshon Kinegdi.
Now look at the Rashi.
Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil.
Lahal is Oshon.
Let me find the place, please.
On the left
moment.
Column.
The left side. Male Oshon Asef, a grass. Shuhu Male Oshon. It brings up smoke. That's the name. Shuhu Male Oshon. it brings up smoke, re'isi kinegdi.
Oh, that's the pshat, yeah.
So he said to him, so this person said to this person, Har'ehuli, show me, identify. They probably were in the botanical gardens, they saw a lot of stuff. Show me. Amali shvuhi biyadeinu. I cannot. I took an oath. No one, not even you, can I show it to you because of what we said. We do not want anyone to get a hold of it, and they're going to end up using it l'shem of the zara. He had in his possession a document, an ancient document. He had in his possession a megillah.
Why it's called samamonim?
Of all different ingredients. Oh. And a document of ingredients, all different types of medical herbs. Whatever it was a certain document which had secret, closely guarded state secrets. I said to him, Mayayinata, where do you come from? He comes from Beis Avtinois. Amarli, I am a descendant from the family Mibeis Avtinis. Ani, umabiyotcha. I asked him, what do you have in your possession? Amali Megillas Samimonin, a Megillah, a document that has a record of all the different types of herbs. 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 His name was Herbie. And he had in his possession the Megillah of the herbs. Hareli, show me. Amali Beshumay Fenat. Calls man Shabes Abba Hayu Kayamim. When my father was alive, Lohoyu Moshumay Solucholodam. We never showed, we've preserved the secret thus far. You think now we're going to break the tradition? I'm going to give you the secret? Are you kidding? V'yachshav, harei v'arach, oh, a little around. He told him, okay, I'm going to give it to you. He told him, on the way, v'yachshav, now already it's a night kufa. Masha yaseh hazman lo yaseh ha-seichel. V'yachshav, harei ahu l'cho, it's yours. I'm giving it to you. I entrust you with it. V'yizorba. Be very careful. Do not go and show it to anyone else because I don't want the wrong people to get the hold of it. Chshabasi v'sachti. When I came and I...
Who's saying this? Rabbi Yosef ben Nuri.
Correct. And I related it. I related this ma'isa. Devorai lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Amali, me'ata osir l'sape bignusan. Shalelu. Oh! Now we're no longer allowed to say l'shoyin hara. We're no longer allowed to be
ma'isa shema.
The curse is over. We no longer can say v'shem l'shem Yerkov. Why? Because you see, they gave it over. They gave it over now. Mikan Oma ben Azai. Mikan Oma ben Azai. Here's the statement. These are the words. These are cryptic words. B'shmecha yikor'ucha uvikoymecha yoshivucha. Rashi. B'shmecha. This is an expression. It's not a pasuk. It's an expression. B'shmecha. Look at the previous Rashi.
Let's see the Rashi before. Mikan Oma ben Azai.
Mimaisa beis gormoy. Ubeis avtinois shebikshu chacham lidchoisam mimukaimam v'lo yochlu. They wanted to. Now this statement. I have to take a step back. This statement we're making now is not going on this immediate ma'aseh. We're going back. We're going back to the beginning of the Gemara. This statement over here is mikan Omar ben Azai. We're going back to the beginning of the Gemara. Nachmal Rashi. Mimaisa beis garmo ubeis avtinois shebikshu chacham lidchoisam. What happened? They were fired. They were dismissed. They were given a pink slip.
Really?
You're fired. And then what happened? They hired a replacement. And what happened when they hired the replacements? The replacements were not as good. You know, this mice happened with Reagan, the FAA. Remember that mice 100 years ago when I was a little kid? Reagan, they went on strike, the traffic controller people. You remember this mice? The traffic controllers, they went on strike. So Reagan, he fired them. And what did they do? They brought in amateurs. And you know what happened? Some planes crashed. Because the amateurs didn't know what they were doing. How to control all the planes. Had to bring back the old timers. Not so posh to fire people who know what they're doing. So he fired them. So therefore he tried to fire them. And what happened? They could not find a good replacement. And therefore, they're back. Very exactly. You always have good puns. Backfired in the mail. They had to bring them back. And when you bring them back, you got to pay double. Double. So Mikan ben Azai b'shimcha yikarucha. Next Rashi. Next Rashi. I'm going to be Azai. Mimayis v'etzkabu beis amtinois. Shebikshu chacham litchaysam mimukayim v'lo yachlu. B'shimcha yikarucha. Lo yidag odom loy marploni yikapeach paranososi. You should never worry about your competitor. Someone's going to come and swallow me up. Never worry, someone will be yikaper parnasasi, will yikaper means to cut off. Yikaper, what's a good translation for yikaper? I don't know, it means to cut me down. That someone else will come along and compete with me and take away my parnasa. Ki al korchacha b'shem yikarucha. Because the end will be, they will call you by your name. Lavoi v'lashuv b'mkaimcha. They will come and they will humble themselves before you.
So who is this going on now?
On every single person. Every single person in this world has a tafkid. And don't think someone will come and take away your purpose in this world. You have a tafkid, it's yours. Don't be afraid of the competition. They'll come, they'll swallow you up. The Eibishter Fizuch the Welt. These people, they wanted to fire them. They were dismissed. And what was the end? They were rehired. They got even more money. They were taken back for double the wages. So don't ever think that you are going to be dismissed from your profession. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something in mind for every single person. B'li yoytzei min haklal. And this rule applies to Shidduchim also. Don't think someone's going to come away and take away your bashert, right?
But it does say.
Shem brachamim. So you'll take someone else's shiruch brachamim. So therefore, b'shimcha yikarucha, they will call you by your name, uvekaimcha, and into your makom yoshivucha, and into your makom, and to your makom they will come and sit down. They will come and sit. They will come yoshivucha in your place. They will sit you down in your chair. They will call you by your name and they will sit you down in the chair that's miyuchet for you. Next, we now turn the page. We want to ask our audience all over the world who's listening here online.
Are you skipping?
To now, no, I have a lot of pages over here. That's the whole Hanah of Daf Yomi. You turn the pages.
Yeah.
That's the whole Hanah. Turn the pages. We want to ask our audience, our global audience all over the world over there now. Everyone should wake up, please, and we'll turn the page. Turn the other page so different. When the daf is over, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should be on the right page when the page is over, when you wake from your sleep. That's part of the saying.
That's part of
a Klaim Rashi. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you have a Klaim Rashi. I don't know if there's a, you have to go through the whole Shas. Count on your fingers the daf, they don't have
and
a
clever
Rashi. Part of the same, Yidnulucha, right, Rashi, Kiloimar, it's a clever Rashi, Loi Mishalohem, who Masne, Elo Mizoinois.
No, not Masne, Matana.
Who Matana, let's see the Bach. There's a corruption of the text here. The Bach is base. Umish Kiloimar, Lo Mishalohem, Yitnu. Okay, the word should be Yitnu. They're not going to give you, when you receive a gift, it's not going to be, you're not going to be a taker from someone else. You will get what you're entitled to. Don't, everything that a person gets is a very reassuring Gemara. What you get in this world is what you're entitled to, not what you get as a gift, as a handout from other people. Ein Adam Nogea does not touch b'muchan l'chaveroi, what's meant for his friend. Even
no, l'chaveroi.
I have my gemara l'chaveroi. I have my gemara.
Yeah.
Oh, you have Rashi, it's a different girsa. That's the next piece of gemara. That's the next piece of gemara. Top line of the gemara. Ein adam nogeh b'muchan l'chaveroi.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
And then there's another principle, that in malchus noigas b'chaverta afilu k'moinima, when it comes to malchus authority, even the moinima, the fullness over here, we know with David and Shlomo, David said to Hashem, when am I going to die? You die on Shabbos. So David says, let me die on Sunday. I don't want to die on Shabbos. Chol Shabbos, Sunday. Hashem says, no, Sunday is already the Zman of Shlomo HaMelech. It's his time. And therefore, you have no right to interfere, to go and to enter into his domain.
Right away, he was appointed as king.
His son is Yerush. Melech is Yerush. So
a day right afterwards?
Boy Bayoim. He was already anointed when he was alive already. It says that the mice of Bathsheba. This is the Haftarah of Paris Vayichi. He was already anointed when he was alive, pretty much. David anointed Shlomo B'chayav. There should be no machlokes because of Adoni Avid Chagis, Mr. Siddleman Yemoich. So therefore, Kimloi Nima, and who else he had this with Shaul? Who else we have this? We have all the other things that no one, you cannot enter into the, in some look at Rashi. Wenn Malchus mit Gas mich erwerte, mir schegia zman am Malchus, lipo ve tamen acheres lo yachas man, kim lo nima.
Ella, tamen acheres lo yachas man.
When the time comes, you can have no interference. Ella, mi shezimna, shezmana lipo belayla, nefeles belayla shnemar, babe, this referring over to the goyim, referring to Balshetzar died, and Koresh took over, or Daryovish Hamadi, Daryovish the Midi, the Midian, Daryovish Hamadi. It was exactly 70 years from the establishment of the Malchus of Bavel. Kimloy Nima, it was exactly 70 years, the Nevu was only 70 years, and that's why that night, that fateful night, Daryovish Hamadi succeeded Balshetzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, to become the king of the world, of the Malchus Ta'ara, to become the world superpower. Iskatil Balshetzar, Vishizman Bayoim, anytime the person's man is by day, no fels Bayoim Shnemar, Uvi Sach.
And what's that? He died at night? And he died at night.
Right, the other night. And this is a different mice. I don't know what this mice is. I don't know what this is. This is from Cheskel, I think it's by Paro. Uvisach Panches is a city in Egypt. It's a city in Egypt, Choshech Hayom, the day became dark. That refers to some change of the guard of Malchus in Egypt. And that took place by day.
Where's the Ches going on? The Ches?
The Ches on the Mesiris Hashas, on the top, right on the side. Seder Olam Rabba. This entire Chazal, these two examples, the example of Balshetzar, night, and the example of Egypt, Uvisach Panches. Sach Panches is an Egyptian city.
So anyway,
city.
The last words of Ben Azai was that this is
you get what you deserve. You don't have to worry. If it's meant for you, it was bashert for Avtinois to have the parnasa to be in charge of the Ketores, so, and in charge of the other family.
Well, so it wasn't a gift. A matana was given.
It's meant to be. It was ben Hashemayim. This is their tafkid.
A matana is also a gift. Also meant to be. No,
I don't know. These are very deep ideas. These are dvarim over my head.
Okay.
There are certain elements in this world. There are certain things in this world that are meant to be. And there are certain other things which you have room to be elu v'elu. But there's a certain tafkid that you have. You came to this world. You want to excel and have zechus and do other avadas so you can go up higher. But there are certain entitlements you have. When you come into this world, there are certain entitlements. And those entitlements that are meant for you, part of your mazel, no one can take away from you. No one can take away them. That you can't take away. Avad, you want to go work hard to get more, to earn more, or chas v'shal, a person wants to make kalkel.
So here's the question. One cannot take away someone else, right? So what's the? So how do you understand the isser of Asagas Gvul?
I don't know. You're asking very deep questions.
This is a very good kasha. And I'm sure he has a very good answer. And he needs
this is a very, very deep question. Yeah. Rav Shmuel is very much into this. The Rav is very into this type of stuff.
Yeah.
He shiur, he gives Thursday night, Sunday morning. A lot of the shiur are on this topic, on these in Yonim. There are different, basically the answer is, there are different elements, different dimensions in your life. There are certain elements that are fixed, and there's certain variables, and life is complicated, and you can be mekalkel, you can lose things, but if you're not mekalkel, it should be very easy to achieve the basics of what was meant for you. You can be mekalkel.
It's very well put the way how you said it now, yeah.
But it's complicated.
Yeah.
It's very complicated. It's very hard.
It's very dakistic.
Very hard to get a grist. The Rav Shlita, he has a lot of Torah on this.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Hugris ben Levi. Okay, now we go to Hugris ben Levi. What did he do? He did not want. He was musical. He was musical. He knew how to sing. He was a Levi. He knew how to sing melodies. Maybe he made the melody. Yakoy hanim. Ah ha ha. These they say they come from the Beis Hamikdash.
This melody, they say it's ancient. I heard that.
Okay, the melody, the classic.
I heard also.
What? Aleinu. Aleinu.
They say it's also ancient.
Right, Aleinu, and what else? The brichas, the melody. Kol
Nidra.
Kol Nidra is also ancient.
No, but
ancient.
That they say that's not so ancient. That's Spanish Inquisition, okay. They say.
And what about the Kohanim, they sing? Yivarech Echa.
Hashem, you mean when they do what their various tunes, the different tunes? Yeah, but we don't know which.
That nigun, yeah, that
that's
nigun
a very ancient
nigun. Very ancient nigun.
Yeah, but there's other ones also very old.
See, yeah, so some it's not nice. Some of the people that have these shuls, they have new nigunim now. They the modern, it's not right. They're taking away mamish kodesh kodashim. I know. I daven on Shabbos. They have a minig every Yom Tov. They have three nigunim, or maybe even more. Each Yom Tov, they have a different nigun, and they claim that it's mamish or mesora. They're very similar.
Which nigun on Birchus Kohanim?
Birchus Kohanim. When the Kohanim, so the Wallerstein family, they're Kohanim.
No,
they're Kohanim.
I didn't know
that. Wallersteins are Kohanim, and they're Yekas. They're Yekka, it's a Yekasha family, not anymore. Now they become like, you know, they become like us.
Okay.
But they're Yekas.
So they say, so which niggun then, which they sing is very...
So they sing the niggun for Birchas Kohanim. When they say the Hiratzins. Yivarech, Echo Hashem,
V'yishmerech, Echo.
Here they skip it. So there they sing a niggun. It starts off the same. But I don't know. I don't do the nigun. They have a very interesting nigun, and each of the mo'adim is a different nigun. And I actually saw in the Oitzah Pillois, it Mamish says this. I have it over here, this big fat safe over here.
Oh, that he put that out Zicharin.
Yeah. The Oitzah Pillois Yitaka says the nigun goes back to Sinai, goes back to the Beis HaMikdash.
If you could show it to me after Maariv.
And there are three, and they have each mo'ad has a different nigun. Okay, no, so therefore that's a goy race. Hugris ben Levi, that's where it comes from. I bet you if you find Tanya, Gishunoisen Kolob and Ima Machnis, Golil Sechpe, what would he do when he would raise his voice, Ben Ima with a beautiful melody, Machnis, Golil Sechpe, he would stick his thumb into his mouth, Umaniach Etzboy Ben Hanim, and he would put his finger between his vocal cords, Ad Shahoyu Echavakhanim, Nizrakim, Vasachas, Lachareim, and they would go deaf. They will be thrown backwards. Look at the Hilchos Rashi. Rashi says, "Nitra'in."
No, you left out. Beis Hanimen, Beis Chalikas.
Beis Chalikas Nimas Hasofe. Okay, the Bein Chalikas.
The vocal cords.
The vocal cords. Negin Mechitza Chaitim, opposite the nose, whatever that is. Nizrak Bevas Roish, Nitra'in Mehachroas Lakol. They were thrown backwards due to the Hachroas HaKol. I don't know what that means. It means something, some musical note. He reached a certain musical note.
What does the Art Scroll say? What does the Sifter say? Oh, you have the Sifter.
No, but he doesn't say Rashi. In other words, Rashi. The movie just says, it says, Bevas Rashi, they'll be thrown backwards.
So, a second, while he would raise his voice, he reached a certain musical note. He put his thumb in his mouth.
He put his fingers, Godloy, he put his thumb in his mouth between his vocal cords, and that caused him to reach a
musical
note.
But then he says,
note.
When he by, he took his other etzboy.
Whatever it means, he put his fingers into his mouth, and he reached a certain musical note, and it caused the other kohanim to be thrown back. There was some type of irritation that happened, and they were disturbed.
He placed his finger between the hairs of his mustache.
What?
Okay, he doesn't say vocal cords. He says, "When chalikas nima sasofa." He says he had been chalikas.
Who says this? Who?
Rashi says this. Rashi. He's searching Rashi. Ben chalikas nimas hasofah. Sofah means the mustache.
That makes sense.
Neged opposite mechitza sachitim. The mechitza of the nose.
He would place his etzboy.
Listen, there's something going on over here. I don't know what's going on over here. Obviously, these are dvarim ha'imdim beruma shaloylam. Whatever's going on. He played with the hair of his nose. The mustache. And he blew air, and it caused a certain note. They were thrown back. Vayit, the Tanabon ben Kamsul, the Rosh Lama, the Samai Saksaf. Amr Lov, I'll show you, Noitel Dalek, Kul Mosim, four quills. Bein Esboi Sov, the Im Hoysa Teva Shaldal, Oisyois, Hoyakosa, the Vasachas. One shot. Amr Lov, Maru Isa Shlodal Lamed. But why? Because he freaked the Shem Hashem. This, the only reason why he wanted to form what he wanted to be able to write the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke in one shot. Because Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem, you want to write in one shot.
Why did you say that?
Why? Amalam Mari teach Kulam Mamalur Lamin. Kulam Matsu Teshuva Ledevim. And Kamsul Ledevim Ledevim. So this, the Gemara says, a tremendous Kiddush. All of the other people, they had a good excuse. They were able to be Megala a reason. But Ben Kamsar cannot have a good reason. Ledevim Al Horishayim Nemar So this Brais is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, it's Marshal, the curse went on them all. On them all. This Brais says the other people were never cursed.
Uh-huh.
Because the other people had a good excuse.
Oh, so that makes sense.
Only Kai. This one. But not even, that's not everyone agrees that. Writing should come up in their names. It should not be said in their names. What's not to say in their names? Rashi, what should not be said in this? Chaluda. Chaluda is rust. Kichli barzel she'ein misham shem boi. Delimasa shemai deloyik or odam belumnoi. Oh, no one should name anyone after them. No one should be named after them.
Amen. Tomorrow's a chasana.
Who's chasana?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Don't forget, take pictures. I'm going to go to the hospital.